Imagine reaching your breaking point so completely that you run into a convent begging to become a nun, only to end up face-planting into a brick wall instead. This is precisely where we meet Sasha in Sophie Kinsella's The Burnout. As director of special promotions at the travel app Zeus, Sasha's life revolves around flagged emails, mounting anxiety, and apologetic responses to colleagues. The physical toll is unmistakable. She buys the same dinner every night because decision-making feels impossible, avoids friends, watches Legally Blonde for the 100th time, and falls asleep on her sofa while catching up on work. What makes her situation so relatable isn't a dramatic explosion, but the slow erosion of joy, energy, and self-determination that characterizes true burnout. After being signed off work for 3 weeks, Sasha retreats to Rilston Bay armed with a 20 Steps to a Better You app. Reality quickly shatters her expectations. The luxurious hotel is dusty with antiques for sale. Her deluxe room features 1970s decor with windows completely boarded by scaffolding. Her compensation beach lodge, though derelict, offers a perfect sea view where she finally breaks down, releasing months of tension. Sasha's wellness journey becomes a brilliant satire of our self-improvement obsession. Her ambitious five-step plan quickly fails. Wild swimming ends at first touch of freezing water, grounding leaves her with cold feet, and her squat challenge collapses when her yoga mat keeps blowing away. The comedy deepens as she maintains a wellness persona while secretly craving substantial food beyond her meager superfood portions. When her secret stash of 98 club biscuits arrives, she hastily pretends they're for staff. The irony is clear. In trying to recover through rigid self-improvement, Sasha perpetuates the same burnout patterns, prioritizing others' expectations and setting impossible standards for herself. Sasha's solitary retreat is disrupted when she encounters Finn Burchell, a man she first met on the train. Their relationship develops through territorial disputes and reluctant interactions, arguing over who gets to use the rock for meditation and misunderstanding each other's intentions. The turning point comes when they discover mysterious messages in the sand addressed to the couple on the beach, thanking them for something that happened years ago. This shared mystery creates common ground, and they begin spending time together, screaming on zip wires, walking cliff paths, and enjoying picnics. What makes their relationship compelling is how they gradually dismantle each other's defenses. When Finn questions why Sasha stayed in her miserable job so long, his challenge, "Have you been half living?" triggers her epiphany that she can simply leave. Their relationship evolves from antagonism to friendship to attraction, bound by mutual recognition of each other's brokenness. One of the novel's most powerful moments comes when Finn convinces Sasha to go surfing. Despite her hesitations, she agrees and struggles while Finn surfs expertly. She remembers Terry's advice, "Infinite waves, infinite chances." In this moment, she realizes this applies to her life too. She needs to look toward the horizon for opportunities instead of focusing on screens and limitations. After many attempts, she finally catches a wave and experiences the exhilarating feeling of flying over the water. This becomes a perfect metaphor for recovery from burnout, requiring patience, persistence, and presence. The metaphor deepens through Terry Connolly, the beloved surfing instructor who now has dementia but still delivers fragments of wisdom. "You're never failing, you're learning. And no one remembers the wipeouts, they remember the triumphs." His most profound teaching, "The thing you must remember is to enjoy the ride, because if you don't, what's the point?" becomes the novel's central philosophy. Sasha's recovery reaches a pivotal moment when she impulsively emails her resignation. Though panic immediately follows, she's determined not to sink back into fear. This act marks a crucial step in her healing, recognizing that sometimes the bravest thing we can do is walk away from harmful situations. Finn's journey parallels Sasha's, but takes a different form. His anger issues stem from overwork and trying to cover for an ill colleague. His recovery requires acknowledging his limitations and seeking professional help through therapy. These parallel journeys illustrate different manifestations of burnout, Sasha's anxiety versus Finn's anger, and different paths to recovery. The novel also explores how organizational culture contributes to burnout. When Lev Harmon, founder of Zeus, tracks Sasha down, she candidly describes how complaints are redirected to an aspirations mood board, while gimmicky initiatives hide staffing problems. This conversation leads to a surprising opportunity. Lev offers Sasha the chance to return as head of marketing, demonstrating that sometimes environments can change if we're brave enough to speak truth to power. While much of Sasha's journey focuses on individual healing, the novel ultimately suggests that true recovery happens in community. This culminates in the massive beach party Sasha organizes to honor Terry. What begins as a small gathering snowballs into hundreds of Terry's former surfing students coming together to celebrate his impact. This event represents everything Sasha has learned about healing, prioritizing joy over productivity, connection over isolation, and gratitude over achievement. The beach party also resolves the mystery of the messages in the sand. Terry's daughter reveals she wrote them to thank Sasha and Finn for saving her father's business 20 years ago. Their childhood testimony had prevented someone from framing Terry for negligence after a kayak accident. This beautifully illustrates how we often don't recognize our own impact. Small actions can have ripple effects we never witness. The novel's romantic resolution follows this same theme of connection. After months of separation, Sasha and Finn reunite, discovering they've both been manifesting each other all this time. Their reunion isn't just about romantic love, but about the courage to be vulnerable again, to risk connection despite past hurts. The burnout reminds us that recovery isn't a destination, but an ongoing journey. 6 months after her breakdown, Sasha runs Zeus's marketing department with ownership and agency. She's established healthier boundaries about after-hours emails and remains vigilant about staff well-being. Having experienced burnout herself, she's determined to create a workplace culture that prevents it in others. What makes this aftermath so satisfying is that Sasha hasn't just recovered. She's transformed into someone stronger, more self-aware, and more intentional about how she lives and works. The novel challenges our culture's glorification of busyness above all else and shows how wellness can become another performance rather than genuine self-care. Perhaps most powerfully, it suggests that breakdowns can become breakthroughs if we're willing to listen to what they're telling us. As Terry would say, the ride is it. Life isn't about reaching some perfect state where struggle disappears. It's about learning to ride the waves, sometimes gracefully, sometimes awkwardly, but always with the knowledge that there are infinite waves, infinite chances to try again. And perhaps most importantly, it's about remembering that we don't have to ride those waves alone.